write. I try to write it so that if someone were to find my notebook, they would laugh. I try not to make it too Tim Northern centric. You know what I'm saying? But in a way, the jokes are Tim Northern centric because no one ever steals my jokes. so that lets me know, man. Do they just pertain to me or I think what I write is funny. I think it's pretty. I try to keep it smart. You know.
But you also have timing. You more than almost any stand-up comic that I can think of, contemporary stand-up comic, you use timing to your benefit.
Thank you, man. I try not to be afraid of the silence, man. in fact, the silence is my friend. I use it to try to create a tension so that when I release do the punchline. Then the tension's all built up, and then people laugh. I try to make people listen. You have to listen to every word in order to understand. Hey, that's my ride.
Okay.
All right, no, I'm kidding. I'm joking. <All right>. I try to make them smart, man. Smart on the smarter side, you know.
When you love words and how words can be used, and you make a lot of jokes about reading and books, I take it you were an avid reader?
Believe it or not, man, I'm not a big reader. I barely, and this is a testament to the education system. I barely got out of high school, man. It's the same with most smart people. It's the system wasn't meant for me. So I found other ways. I was so eager to learn. I would learn things on my own. You know what I'm saying? Instead of being throttled back by the system. But I'm self-taught, really. I just like to learn. You know, I like to learn, man. So I do the smartest stuff, and I'm not afraid. I guess this is the problem. I do jokes that other comics are afraid to do.
Afraid? You
know? They're just silly little jokes, silly little smart little puns, little things that other comics fear.
What do you think?
I really don't think I'm any smarter than anyone. I'm just not as afraid of the other comic as the other comics are.
I used to stay up late at night trying to read until I found out I was illiterate. So I took a class. I learned to read. I read a pretty good book, a rather long book, called The Dictionary. I don't want to spoil it for those who haven't read it. But it's about this aardvark. Who wound up in the zoo?
Do you sit down, like, not necessarily 9 to 5, but do you sit down at a place and say, okay, with that notebook that you mentioned, I'm going to write down some ideas, or do you just have that notebook and as something pops in your head, you write
it down? When something pops in my head, usually when I write stuff, I develop something. Something just develop over the time, you know, over times, you know, certain amount of time doing it on stage. But a lot of things I do, they just pop right in my head and I write them down. I can't force myself to write. That would be a little too contrived, and I would probably never ever do that material anyway if I forced myself to write stuff.
What's it like when you tell a joke on stage for the first time?
Scary. It's scary, but then it's scary every time. It's not just scary those times. I'm always nervous because I don't want to fail. I don't want to waste people's time. You know, people pay money to come out to the shows, and I don't want to waste your time by not caring. So I always have a little bit of a nervousness or a little fear of failure with me. But the first time I ever do a joke, it's scary. You know, it's scary. Right. Hey, man, I'm about to hit this shot. This golf shot. Hold on for 1 second. 1 second. That's a beautiful shot, man. And this is another thing. I like to play golf and comedy. So, I started playing golf before I started playing comedy. I'm like, what can I do at night that I like just as much as playing golf? So the first time I ever did comedy, I was like, I love this. So now I got two things that I love, one in the daytime and one at night. So my whole day is filled with something that I like to do, especially in the summertime.
Is there any similarity between comedy and golf?
Timing?
Mm.
Timing. You got to have timing in both. You got to have timing. I mean, if the timing is off, then it doesn't work. Like, this is a funny joke, but and you may not get it at first because I already said it, but you know the best way to ruin a joke?
How's that?
Timing. You didn't say it fast enough.
I'm sorry. We can do that. Yeah. Let's try this again. See, you're the comedian here. I'm not. Okay, let's try this again.
All right, you ready?
Yes.
You know the best way to ruin a joke?
No, I don't.
Timing.
Ah, damn it.